Yeah, okay.
If you had to start over again, would you do what you done?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
And if you start over, would you go on the computer?
Definitely.
You know, it's funny, I ask people at work that sometimes, and you get all kinds of different answers.
Well, that's true.
Some people say, yeah, and some people say, you know, there was a time when I could have made another decision and gone this way and been an artist or a musician or something.
They say they wish they had.
Well, that's true, and if anywhere in the world, you know that.
There's a lot of people that look at their life as I could have done this, and maybe I should have.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, there it is. Maybe you should or maybe you shouldn't.
You never know. You're never going to know the answer. But they see their life as a regret, not necessarily as. But you didn't.
Well, I look at it this way. With my education and the way I've been over the years, I'm proud of every move I made. That's the way I see it.
Okay, so here we are. We're in a section called Love and Marriage. Okay.
Love and Marriage.
Yep. How did you meet your future spouse?
How did I meet her? Through a friend of mine in a restaurant. When was that place, honey?
Nursing home.
That was before the war.
No.
That was after the war.
After the war, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who was it that introduced you to her?
Did Joannis introduce you to me?
Yeah.
A guy named Joannis.
So you and Joe went to that nursing home?
Yeah. I went with him. I just went there just with him. I rode home with him from Fort Knox.
Okay. Why was he going to the nursing home?
Because he had a friend that worked there.
Oh,
that was there.
Okay.
And for some reason or another, I seen this my wife there.
But well, you didn't know it then.
Well, of course I didn't know it. And we went 4 years before I finally decided that she was my wife.
Did you date? Well, okay, here. Describe what your future spouse was like and tell something about her background. What was she like?
Oh, she was out of this world. She was a nurse, and she had good common sense about her, and she didn't kick me.
She didn't kick me, okay.
And didn't break a leg either. But she's trying to sometime now.
What was it about your future spouse that most attracted you?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Well.
When you first saw her, what did you think to yourself?
I thought I'd seen a beautiful, smart person.
You remember that, huh?
I do.
Uh-huh. And then after, when did you have your first date?
I don't know how long it was after that. I'd come home and maybe I would see her, maybe I wouldn't see her. Sometime we'd go a month, I wouldn't see her. But we had never, I don't guess, ever given a thought about getting married. Had we, sweetheart? No. When is she ever married a gopher like me?
Were you dating then?
Yeah, once in a while.
You'd date?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you do on your dates?
Oh, it's hard to tell.
What was your first date? Do you remember your first date?
I don't. Maybe she does.
Okay.
You remember, honey?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember it? What was it?
I wasn't having no good time. I wanted to go home early, and you turned around in the gate and took me home.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
And then about 3 weeks went by, and he called me up. Would you like to go out tonight? And I said, we went to a movie.
Do you remember that?
We went to a movie.
Yeah, yeah. I called a young lady when I was in Korea. I was in Japan. And I don't know, it cost me $24 or something to get the phone call through to. I finally got her and said,
It's 3 o'clock in the morning and he woke me up. What'd you expect me to do?
Well, it was that time over there.
Oh, so this was the time that you had been dating and you went to Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you called back to say hello.
Yeah.
And got her at 3 a.m. and she wasn't all that interested in talking to you at 3 a.m.
No.
Get away.
But you remember that real
well,
clear.
Well, I tried all day long to get a hold of her.
Well, you were working, huh?
Yeah, she probably was.
So she was just,
I don't know, it may have been night. Was it nighttime when I called you, honey?
3 a.m.
Well, it was daylight over there. I couldn't help it.
What was your engagement proposal like?
Well, I was surprised when I asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
You were surprised that you asked her, or that she said
no,
yes?
No, I was surprised she agreed to marry me.
You were?
Yeah.
You didn't think she would?
No.
Why?
Not really. I don't know. I've seen so many couples getting married and divorces and going this way and that way. And I tell you, I begin to think that I never would get married.
How old were you at the time when you got engaged?
34. Wasn't that 34, honey?
When you got married, you were
34. Yeah, which was pretty old, wasn't it?
And I was 29.
Which is pretty old, too.
Mm-hmm.
You both were pretty old.
Well, that's why we bound.
How long were you engaged?
I don't know, about a couple, what, a year?
I guess about a year.
So that was pretty long, too. You had a long engagement.
Well, yeah, but we didn't know. I didn't know where I was going to go in this world. I might have up and was gone, never come back. I don't know.
You were back from Korea at that point, right? You had already gone to Korea and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got engaged.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your courtship like?
Well, I thought it was wonderful. I don't know what she thought about it.
Well, yeah, okay. You thought it was wonderful. Did you guys have any good times and bad times?
Well, we didn't ever did have no bad times.
No? Okay.
It was all pretty good times.
You go to movies and dances?
She might fuss at me a little bit for not coming home one weekend or something.
You were at Fort Knox most of the time?
Yeah.
And you were in Lexington?
Danville.
Okay. Well, sometimes I couldn't get home.
Uh-huh. So you'd come home on the weekends every few...
Whenever I could.
Whenever you could. Yeah. Did you stay the whole weekend and go back on Sunday night?
Well, I'd go over to the theater and talk to her, and then I'd go home, I'd be home. I wouldn't see her no more until maybe a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
And you did that for a year?
No, longer than a year, wasn't it, honey?
Yeah,
4 years.
After you got engaged?
No, not after you got engaged.
Oh, so it was like 3 years, and then you got engaged, and then it was a year later you got married? So
yeah.
Like
yeah.
4 years
mm-hmm.
between the time you met until you actually got married. Wow, that's a long time.
A friend of mine named Joannis, he was going with a girl over at the hospital, Gladys Woods. Then I don't know.
Sally's sister. You know
Sally? Yeah.
Huh?
Sally's sister.
Yeah.
How come Joe never got married?
We never knew.
That's right, we didn't know.
Did he not? You were his good friend. Did he just not want to get married?
No, I guess he didn't. But he at a little town there out of Harrisburg, out there, his woman lived out there. He was in love with her for a long, long, long time.
She wouldn't marry
him? And she married somebody else.
Oh.
And after that, he just... I don't think he'd have married anybody. Queen of England.
Sort of messed him up, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Give the date of your wedding and tell about the ceremony and the place and what you wore and how you decorated it. So, where did you get married? Start there.
We got married at Fort Knox, Kentucky, at the chapel.
On what date?
You remember what date it was, honey?
10th of June, 1954.
Okay.
10th of June, 1954.
Mm-hmm.
In that chapel, what did you wear? I have pictures of what you wore.
Well,
you wore
I wore
your
uniform. And she wore her uniform.
No.
Her wedding uniform.
Yeah. Well, I had all my army uniform.
White dress.
And Joannis was with you there.
Yeah. And Gladys.
No, Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia.
No, Sylvia. Yeah, Sylvia.
Were there any decorations there? Did you guys decorate it up?
No.
You got married kind of fast, too.
Well, it was. I think it cost me $5.
All of my
did it really?
And his family
to get married.
Going to have a very humongous wedding. We didn't invite him in because his parents couldn't pay for a wedding and mine couldn't either. We wanted our money to go to Florida.
Did your family know that you were getting married?
No.
You got married just kind of, you just did it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they knew it.
Did they know? They knew you were engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew that, but they didn't know. We didn't want them to know, did we?
No, they knew we'd get married. They thought we were going to invite all of them.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you were engaged, but they didn't know you were going to Fort Knox that day to get
yeah,
married.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think mine did.
And they thought we were going to invite all of them and have a big wedding, and we wanted our money to go to Florida. We spend it on ourselves, and that's how we did it.
So you did it.
All the gifts and stuff we got was in the back seat of the old Chevrolet.
Who was the preacher? Was the preacher there?
It was the chaplain.
It was the chaplain there at the army. At the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now it's gone. They tore it down.
Right. Tell about your honeymoon.
Well, we went to Florida, all around. We seen a lot of places. I got the worst suntan I ever had in my life. And we seen a lot, enjoyed it.
How long were you there?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Where did you go?
Just in Florida, all around, everywhere.
Circling a lot of places.
Do you remember any of them? Any of them stand out in your mind as being really nice, or?
Well, every place seemed to be nice, but
any restaurants?
No place is special.
No, okay. Did you eat a lot of seafood and hit all the beaches and?
Yeah, the beach where I got the suntan.
So what happened there?
Well, I got suntan. I had balls all over my back.
How did that happen?
Well, it was just hot sun.
And you got out there and you were laying there in the sun. Did you fall asleep or something?
I don't know what I done. But boy, I sat like this. I couldn't, you normally drive like this? Not me. I had sat up here like this.
Oh, did you even have a shirt on?
I took it off. You
couldn't stand it, huh?
Mm. But,
did you have to go to a doctor?
No, I didn't go to the doctor. I think you done something, didn't you, huh?
I guess I did. I don't
remember. She probably worked me down with alcohol or something. That's the sore as I've ever was in my life.
Did it ruin the rest of your trip?
Yeah. No, we went ahead and went here, went there, and everywhere, right?
So you drove down there did you leave directly from the chapel? You had all your stuff?
Yeah,
had all the stuff in the back of the car and headed out. And when you got home?
We went to Fort Eustis,
Indiana. Oh, did you already have the trailer?
Oh,
you bought it in Fort Eustis, didn't you? That's right.
We got a trailer, and at the same time, we got a big woolly dog. Well, it wasn't a woolly dog then, it's just a pup. We went in that place, and there's a whole bunch of pups in there. I think we got the ugliest one of the bunch then.
When you did?
And he ended up being the prettiest thing. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty.
That was your first pet, wasn't it?
That was the
together.
First.
Together.
Yeah.
Who picked him out?
She did.
Oh, you pointing at him and he's pointing at you.
He did.
So it means you both did.
She picked out the ugliest one of the litter.
But he said we weren't supposed to have any children, so we got us a dog.
Right.
Yeah, well, I told her, according to the doctors, when I come back from World War II, that I'd never be able to have any children. But it didn't happen that way. He told me I'd live about 10 years and then I'd die. I ain't dead yet.
He didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, they had told all of us that, all those guys.
But did anyone live 10 years and die?
I don't know. I don't know if they did or not. Well, I know one guy, named a shoemaker boy. Now, he didn't even live 2 years.
Really?
When we got back. There's a whole lot of them that we went to White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, the big hospital up there.
Yeah.
There's about 20 died after they come back.
Really?
There.
Oh.
Yeah.
From injuries or from disease?
Well, malnutrition and everything.
Wow.
Heart troubles. And,
tell about your first home together and what was the community like?
Well, the first home together was... What was it? Yeah?
A trailer.
Well, yeah, a trailer.
Yeah, okay.
A house trailer. And,
So talk about that trailer.
Well, we took it everywhere we went.
What was the very first place you had it parked?
At Fort Eustis, Virginia.
Okay.
Up there, it parked it on the... It was on the post, wasn't it?
Denby.
Yeah, it was parked at Denby.
Close to the airport.
Yeah.
What do you remember about it?
What, the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was out of this world for us for the time at that time anyway. We enjoyed it.
Did you know your neighbors there in the trailer park?
We didn't until we moved there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you got to know them and did you make friends with them?
Yeah, everybody that lived around there close.
Were they all just pretty much like you? They were young couples getting started out?
Well, some was, some wasn't. They were old and young and everything else. And one woman that lived right across from us, she had a little dog, and she tried to give it medicine, and it spit it out. I went over and took the medicine, put it in a little dog's mouth, and put it way down in there. He swallowed it. That was first my first good deed, wasn't it? And while we were there, we had a tornado come through there. Almost blows us out of the country.
But was your trailer tied down? Did it have tie downs on it and all that? Did any of them have
no,
that?
No,
they just parked.
We didn't have tie downs on it.
Okay. They just parked right there at the lot, huh?
Well, no, we had it parked, but when that tornado come through, we was way out in the middle of a field, and I had the car face pointed into the storm. And where we was at, the airfield was right straight in there, and we watched it pick a plane up and shred it through the trees.
Oh,
and Will Scotty, he was in the back, wasn't he? And he didn't seem to be excited. He'd seen everything that went on, I tell you that. We've had a neighbor that lived right there close to her. And we got her in the car with us. And
so your trailer.
How come I was home that day?
You just got home, and the two fellas was in there with you.
Yeah.
Got out of that car, and I looked twice, and he was gone. I wondered where in the world they went so fast.
So you didn't have the trailer attached to the car, right? You just
No, we had a trailer.
It was parked.
Yeah, parked.
And you were in the car with Scotty in the back, and
my neighbor.
And your neighbor in there, and you were in the car pointed toward the storm?
We was way out there, away from that trailer. We was way out there in the field.
Was there any damage?
Into the storm.
Any damage at the trailer park?
Mm.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they damaged the trailer a little bit.
The trailer up from us, a tree went right through the middle of it.
Another trailer, a lot of other trailers, but ours, in one place, left rear, it kind of hit, something hit it, and made a dent, but it never hurt nothing. I mean, it wasn't nothing to mount anything.
Okay.
How long, well, we stayed there till I graduated, didn't we? I went to school a year there, helicopter field maintenance course. And we left there and went to Fort Bragg. We were at Fort Bragg, what, 3 or 4 days?
6 weeks.
6 weeks? The deal come through that all, anybody that had been a tanker, apply for a transfer to Fort Knox, Kentucky. I run to this.
How about you did?
I did. We come to Fort Knox, 3rd Armored Division. Went along, we went to Germany.
Says he was
Oh, yeah.
1956. So I was a tanker. That's why I got transferred right out of that place. We didn't like it in the first place. That's when y'all were real small.
Yeah, babies.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite story about being a newlywed?
Favorite story?
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed life with my wife. She fixed a good supper and a dinner and a breakfast and got me straightened out. You do this, you do that, and if you do that, I'm going to break your leg and stuff.
What was your first year of marriage like?
Oh, it's just wonderful as far as I was concerned. What do you think?
No, she gave me hers last time.
Oh, she won't tell you?
She told me hers last time. I was wondering what you thought of your first
year
of marriage.
Well, I thought it was the best thing in the world that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running all over the country. And I wasn't happy about nothing, but I got married, and she solved all my problems.
Made you feel good, huh?
Yeah. Then I got more problems.
How did you get along with your in-laws? Did you ever go visit your in-laws?
Well, in-laws, we got along perfect. I never had no problem with them.
Had you met her mother and her sister before you got married?
Yeah, I met all of them, hadn't I? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got along okay.
Oh, yes.
Page 156, what was the hardest adjustment you had to make during the first year?
Hardest adjustment? Trying to eat the food that she fixed for me.
Why is that?
Well, she told me she didn't know how to cook. So I figured I better watch out if she didn't know how to cook. she might poison me or something.
Now, was that a real adjustment?
No. I'm just kidding.
Because remember, Meredith is going to time
Where'd
all this
go?
In, and she'll
Where'd
remember
she
that forever.
Oh.
So if you
huh?
say jokes, you better make them real jokes, because
right.
Meredith's going to write all this down.
Meredith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to transfer all this.
And tell the truth.
Were there any adjustments? Did you have any?
Well, yeah, I had to change my... a little bit. I had to change myself.
What was the hardest part of that first
Well,
year?
I don't know if there was any
Nothing
hardest
stands
part.
Stands out, huh?
In fact, it was better than what I was normally doing,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it might have been. And
Did you not make enough money for the two of you, or did you have plenty of money? Were there any money problems?
I don't think we never made a fortune, but we never did have it really any money problem.
So there's no adjustment attached to that, huh?
No, we just
that's good.
Took what money we made and done the best we could. And as time went on, we gradually made a little more money. At least I did, and she did too. And up to this point, we've done pretty good all the way through.
What things did you argue about most in the early years?
I don't think we ever had an argument.
Okay, all right. How did you and Mom resolve conflict? How did you resolve any conflicts?
We just talk it out.
Okay, talk it out.
That's about it. That's about the only thing you could do, unless you shoot each other.
How important was religion in your marriage?
It was important.
Did you guys go to church on
yeah.
Sundays?
Yeah. I didn't go to church at first. No, I went to church. I didn't go to Sunday school. That's the way it was. But then finally, the guy hammered me enough bad going to Sunday school, and I started going to Sunday school and church. We go to Sunday school and church regularly.
Okay.
And we've been doing that for years, haven't we? And my two boys, our other two boys, this boy and another boy played the piano in the church for a long time.
Did you enjoy vacationing together?
I guess we did. I don't even remember being on a vacation together.
What was your favorite destination? Did you guys go on vacation to... I know you used to go to Rough River a lot.
Yeah, we used to go fishing.
Yeah. Would that be a vacation? Yeah, that's a vacation.
Well, yeah, you consider it, huh?
Sure.
We take our boys with us.
And you also went to up in Lexington, near Lexington, Harrodsburg. What's that? There's a lake up there.
Oh, Harrington Lake?
Harrington Lake. You go to Harrington Lake on vacation, too.
Yeah, we did.
What was your favorite vacation spot?
I guess Gwynn's Island up there was. That's where we used to go. It was a good place to go.
What were the hardest times in your marriage?
Hardest times? Well, as far as I know, I don't think we ever had a hardest times in our marriage. We've never had a financial problem. We've always managed to have enough money to do whatever it is we have to do with.
Did you ever have disagreements about raising your boys, or
no?
Or where to work, or where to move, or when to move, or anything like that?
No, we always got together, agreed on what we was going to do, and done it.
If you stayed together, what is the glue that kept you together? What do you think it was that kept the two of you together?
In my opinion, we love each other. We think a lot of each other, and a lot of our thoughts and ideas are the same, and we don't have real falling outs and big arguments. We fuss and argue a little bit once in a while, but if they're two human beings, you're going to argue and fuss and holler a little bit once in a while.
What was the economic status during your early years of marriage?
It was good. It was good. We always had a job and paid us pretty good, and we didn't have no problems.
Okay. Never got deep into debt.
We educated our boys, and I think they got along pretty good.
So you never got deep into debt or anything like that?
Never, okay. Never.
Did you move often during your marriage?
No. We had moved often. We just moved about twice.
See, where did you move? You started in Fort Knox.
Yeah.
And you moved to Fort Eustis, Virginia.
Yeah.
Almost immediately.
Yeah.
You almost say that's the first place you really lived.
Mm-hmm.
Then where'd you move from there?
Fort Bragg.
And you were there for 6 weeks?
Yeah, something like that. Then we come back to Fort Knox.
Okay, Fort Knox with your trailer into mm-hmm. Muldrow.
Yeah.
And lived there. How long were you there?
Well, Muldrow, I don't know, about a year, I guess.
And then what? Where'd you go
from
there?
Well, we went to Germany, didn't we?
So did you sell the trailer? No, you didn't sell a trailer then.
No. Well, we left it, and we took it up to Harrisburg, and Edwin Sims and them took it and didn't, when they got through it, they didn't drain the water that winter. It froze up and froze everything inside of it.
Did they live in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
While it was down somewhere south, north or something.
So you loaned it to them?
Well, I didn't lend it to them, I loaned it to them. They just took it. Well, it was there.
Oh, you had it parked?
Yeah, at your mother's house. Yeah.
Okay. And then, okay, so that's what you intended to do, is to leave it parked there while you were in Germany.
Yeah.
And then come back from Germany and pick it up.
And go back to Fort Knox.
Go wherever you were, yeah. I guess Fort Knox, where you stationed. Mm-hmm. Next.
And then, but they took it, and I don't know where all they went, but they did drain the water out of it, out of the hot water heater and nothing else. Left it set. In the wintertime, it froze and popped every line on it.
Man.
And when we come back from Germany, I don't know how much money I spent replacing tubes and lines and the hot water heater and all that stuff. And they never said a word about reimbursing me a little on it. Nothing.
Yeah. But you got it all...
I didn't ask them.
You got it all fixed up. And where did you drag it to next?
Did
you take it back to Muldrow?
Yeah, we was at Muldrow with it. Yeah.
So you left Muldrow, parked it.
Yeah, and I sold it. I sold it to that guy in Muldrow.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out what happened to it? Did you ever see it?
No. Never did go back there. When I sold it to him, we left. We went back here, about a month ago, honey. We went to Muldrow and went all through there where the trailers was set and all that stuff.
Right.
And I don't know whatever happened to it. Probably never will know either. It's been quite a few years, you know.
So from there, where did you move?
Where did we go?
Father's house.
Yeah, that's right.
Brookwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We did. Over in Brookwood.
Okay, what do you admire most about your spouse?
What I admire most about her. When she decides to do something, she'll do it. If she whoops every dog in the house. And I admire her and all, everything. And she keeps me pretty well straight.
What do you admire least about your spouse?
She got too much temper sometimes.
What have you learned about your spouse over the years that you did not know when you married her?
What did I know?
What have you learned about your spouse over the years that you did not know when you married her?
Well, right offhand, I can't say. I don't know.
Okay, nothing.
No.
Okay. 163. If you married again, you didn't marry again. Is there anything else you would like to share about your marriage?
Well, all these years, we've been married over 50 years. And we're still together and hope we'll be together to the end of time. Our time.
Okay.
Okay.
The next section is called Parenthood. All right? 167. When and why did you make the decision to have children? And how many did you plan to have?
Okay, Mother, answer that.
No, she's already answered this. You answer. This is you.
Well, for crying out loud.
When and why did you make, Mom, you guys want to talk, I'd appreciate it if you'd go on out there and talk, not whisper, because I'm going to pick it all up. When and why did you plan, did you make the decision to have children?
Well, we planned to have children all along. when we got married, and after we were married, and we got a position to where we could support children, then we decided to have children.
How many were you going to have?
I don't know. We had two. We almost had another one, and that was it.
Okay. What was the first pregnancy like?
Now, I don't have no idea.
Well, you were there.
I know I was there, but I didn't know she was pregnant.
So it wasn't any
until
different
she told me.
Okay, and then from that point to the having the baby, was there anything unusual or memorable about it? Or
Well, it was all memorable. Wait to see if it's going to be a boy or a girl, or a cat or a dog.
Okay. How, when, and where did the birth occur?
How, when, and where? Well, the birth happened in the hospital.
Where?
At Fort Knox, one of them.
Oh, the first one. The first one.
Oh, the first one was Fort Eustis, Virginia, in the hospital.
Okay. Do you remember how it all happened? How did it all happen?
Yeah, I remember. I was going to school there, and she was pregnant, and she had to be rushed to the hospital over there.
Were you there for that? Or
no, I wasn't there when the birth, but I was there later on after the birth.
Did you get a phone call at school
or
something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that from the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Who took her over there?
I don't know. I think I probably did, but I didn't know, you know, how long it was going to be. I had to go back to school.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the other child was born at Fort Knox, Kentucky.
How did that happen? Do you remember that one?
Yeah. It just
Did you drive her to the hospital again?
Mm-hmm.
Did you stick around this time?
No, I went back to work.
You did?
And
okay.
After we were born and everything, then I got to work and I went back.
Okay.
And there the knucklehead was. His name was Stuart Lynn.
How did your first child, how did Morgan's birth change your lifestyle? And was being a parent what you expected?
It didn't change my lifestyle at all. I was glad to see him and I helped take care of him, feed him, and all this other stuff. Sure, it changed my lifestyle. But I was glad to do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give the names of all of your children, their birth dates, and any circumstances that made their births unusual.
Well, no circumstances that made their birth unusual at all. It was just a normal thing. We was glad of it.
There was not any of them that were, Morgan and I didn't have long, what's it called, they start having contractions, and the contractions last for 48 hours or 3 days or 4 days, or nothing like that.
No, I think as soon as you got in the hospital, got in the bed while you were born.
Just like that.
Isn't that right, Mother?
Pretty easy, huh?
Where'd she go, over the hill?
But you weren't there, so you really don't know a lot of that.
No, I don't.
How did you guys choose our names?
You're going to have to ask the woman.
You don't remember how Morgan's name was chosen? Morgan Theodore?
Yeah, after me, I guess.
Yeah. Do you remember that whole process of sitting down and trying to make up a name? And
well, I think the names wasn't no problem. We just said there's Morgan and Lynn.
Do you remember that at all?
I mean, yeah,
having
the
conversation about how to do it.
Well, I guess I'm sure we talked about it, and
we settled
on them names, and that was all there was to it.
Okay, and you don't remember a lot of the details about going through a hundred names and writing down first names and last names. You didn't do any of that stuff.
It was just,
you know, a lot of people do that. They write first names down, and they write middle names, and they crisscross, and they write all their family's names down, but you didn't do any of that.
Well, we wanted to name Stuart Lynn. We didn't want to name after anybody. We wanted to name for him. That's his name.
How'd you pick that?
We just done it. Stuart
did you see
Lynn.
It? Did you see it in a book or something?
I don't know.
Don't remember.
We decided on that name, and that was
I always wondered how I got that name.
Well, we didn't do it nothing. We didn't mimic it, or we didn't get it from anybody else.
You made it up.
Yeah, Stuart Lynn.
And Morgan, Morgan is your name.
Named after me.
And your brother's middle name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you, maybe your mother can tell you more about that than I can.
Tell a story about each child's early years.
Oh,
do you remember? Do you remember a story, one that just sticks in your mind about Morgan when he was young?
Well, I don't. I don't know nothing that was unusual other than just normal person.
Okay.
Being there.
No, don't have a story, huh? This is really the kind of a thing where it's a page and you could stare at it a little bit and you think of a story when you're walking around and you write it down. Okay, so if you ever think of a story and you wanna get it in here for Meredith to have,
mm-hmm.
Either just tape it onto your tape or write in here, okay? And I'm going to turn the corner down because it'd be really great to have some stories of Morgan's early years for
mm-hmm.
Meredith and Clifton. You know, that would be really great. I'm gonna take a break.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
Sure am. Let's see. So we're talking about your kids. Did you have any special pet names or nicknames you used for your children?
No, I did not.
Nothing like that, huh?
No.
Yeah, I don't remember any either. Did your family move often?
Not often, no.
How many times did you move?
About three times.
You moved...
Huh?
Let's see, you moved from Muldrow to Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
And you lived at
Pinewood
Brookwood Drive.
Brookwood
Drive.
Yeah.
How many years? How many years were you
10
there?
10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved from there to here,
yeah.
Pinewood Drive. And this is where you've been.
Yeah.
Since 19 what? When did we move in here?
Honey, what's the day we moved in here?
I don't know. Gosh.
The garage.
Let's see.
We've been here 34 or 5 years.
Was I 12 years old?
Trying to back up.
66, 68?
About 68.
1968.
Mm-hmm.
78, 88, 98. Yeah, okay. All right.
You figure it?
Yeah. It says, if so, how do you think it affected your children? And none. Describe the homes in which you raised your children. Where were they? Yeah. So, the trailer moved all around. And
mm-hmm.
we talked about that. And so the other one was at, what, 551 Brookwood Drive?
Yeah.
Why did you pick that place?
We bought the house there.
I mean, why? Why did you pick...
Because we was looking for it, and it was the size of the house we wanted. And they had a good yard and all that, and it wasn't very far from work.
Did you drive all around the area there looking at houses?
Well, yeah, we looked everywhere. And we found that before it was finished.
It was it under construction
yeah.
when you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
We lived in Germany 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have that addition put on that house?
Yeah.
When it was built?
Yeah. No, right after it was built.
So it was finished?
Yeah, then we had it put on.
Was it the same contractor that
yeah.
put that on?
Then we had a garage built.
Yeah.
The same contractor.
Right.
And had chain link fence put all the way around it.
Was yours
the
first chain link fence in that area, or did you just tack on to one that was already back there?
We hooked the one. No. No, it was others there too.
There was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just went all the way around ours though.
Yeah, you really customized that house a lot, didn't you? You put that garage there with that porch.
Yeah.
And then you put the additional room back there with the bath, half bath in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You did a lot.
Oh yeah, we did. We've done a lot to this one.
Yeah.
Put the garage shop down there, put concrete floor in it.
Did you think about buying any other houses when you got the one over on Brookwood Drive?
No, not at the time.
The time you saw that?
Suited her.
That, you knew that was it? And that, that was the house you got?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$13,500.
$13,500.
Yeah.
Was that a lot?
Well, in a way it was, yeah. Because we didn't make that kind of money. We saved it. We borrowed it and then paid it off.
Okay.
And the guy that got it from us, he was a radio announcer at Fort Knox.
He was?
Yeah.
Who you sold it to? How long did it take to sell when you put it on the market?
Well, it sold before we got out of it.
Really?
Yeah, you're not kidding. He came over one day, loaded up, ready to move in. We hadn't moved out yet. Yeah. Well, Virgil took care of selling it for us, you know, after he built it and everything.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't have it finished, and the guy was the announcer at Fort Knox. He came over with the truck and everything he owned. He's going to move in. We hadn't even moved out yet.
Did he not know that you guys were still living there? He didn't know it, did he?
No. No. But anyway, he went somewhere. He left.
He went somewhere. Huh.
And what did it take? About another week before we moved out with it, honey?
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you pick this lot? How many different lots did you look at before you chose this one?
Well, this is about the only one that was available around this area. There was a whole lot of lots around here. But this here one was the best one, the way it's set up and everything that we liked. We liked it better than the rest of them.
Was it at all clear in through here, or was it all completely overgrown?
No, it's overgrown. Trees, stumps.
Was the road in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
oh, yeah.
Here and turn.
Yeah.
But there was. This was all just completely
a mess.
Overgrown.
It was
trees,
a mess. You ought to know what it looked like.
I don't remember. But I was. I remember this lot over here when we were clearing it. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what it was like at the very beginning.
Oh, it was a mess too. Behind us down here. Oh, it was terrible. And I got the old tractor and a dozer, and we pushed it all in a great big pile and set it on fire. It was blackberry briars, everything back in there. It was terrible. The whole place was all over. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And
were there other houses in here? Was this house here? And were any of these homes along here?
Yeah, some of them were.
Mom's shaking her head no.
Yes, it was, honey.
Trudy's house wasn't there, honey.
No.
What house?
Trudy's house here on the corner.
Trudy's?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was.
No, it was. Honey, she was living where those people live now, because they had that little dog that barks.
So there were a few houses in here, but this whole area was completely shrub, brush, briars.
Trees.
How long did it take to
dead tree took
get
us
this
about
all cleared up?
2 years, 2 or 3 years. Me and you and Morgan.
Before you started building a house.
Yeah, we had to clean it up. Well, no. We got it cleaned up, marked off, and he started building a house. And we had the concrete driveway put in. It was
that
gravel.
Was way late though. It was gravel for
yeah.
years.
Yeah,
and
it was
years.
Gravel. And the road in was gravel. Everything back in the back of the house there was gravel.
It was gravel for 15 years.
And we took all that gravel out and put it down there in the shop.
Yeah,
and,
the base of the metal building.
Yeah.
When they poured that concrete.
Yeah.
let's see. So, the neighborhoods and communities around here, you probably knew your neighbors best over at Brookwood Drive, didn't you?
Yeah.
You knew everyone
yeah.
there.
Just about, yeah.
Here, people come and go a lot. You know
well,
a lot of them.
They did then, but they don't come and go a lot now.
They don't?
No. Mm-mm. They come here and move and stay a while, and I don't know what their big problems are. I don't care. But everybody on that side has moved out at least one time.
Over here?
Yeah.
Let's see. Did you ever employ a nanny or a guardian for your children?
Nope.
How did your family celebrate the holidays?
The holidays? Well, Christmas, we celebrated by giving gifts to our families. putting up electric lights and, you know, Christmas trees, and that's for Christmas. Any other holidays, maybe our birthdays or somebody else's birthday or something, by celebrating and maybe having a dinner or supper or something like that, that's about it. You know of any other way, Mother? What's she do, run off on us?
No, I think that's a way.
Describe a typical family activity or outing.
That only outing on us is when we used to go fishing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And other than that...
So how'd you usually do that? Was that usually on a Saturday? Or
no,
Sunday?
Not necessarily. Well, yeah, if children were going to school, then we would do when they wasn't going to school or something like that. But we went fishing and all that stuff when they wasn't going to school. Now later on, they got older going to school, then we didn't go fishing and stuff as much as we normally did.
Any of those fishing trips stick in your mind as being memorable or funny or?
Well, not as memorable, and we enjoyed it. We went fishing.
I remember one where we went up to, we stayed in a cabin up there at
Harrington Lake.
Yeah, and someone named Garicky went with us. You remember that?
Yeah.
And remember the episode of The Keys?
Mm-hmm.
Tell that story.
But I can't tell it. I don't recall just what it was.
The keys that fell in the lake, the boat keys?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. But I don't recall just how we managed to get them out.
I don't think we ever got them out.
I doubt that too.
I know everyone went swimming for them for a long time. The keys fell in the lake.
Yeah, Gricky let them fall in the lake, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I forgot about that. I never, ever give that a thought.
That happened, I remember.
Now that you mentioned it, I do remember it real well. Well, they shot him and put him in there with them.
I don't remember how we got the boat out of the water. Do you remember that?
I think we bypassed it, rewired it a little bit. And
is that
got
what?
It, yeah. Got
you
it.
Were always good at that,
yeah.
Bypassing, rewiring to get it to start.
Yeah, then we had some